Gentas presents The Colonists by Vivian Stewart. Performed by Simon Slater. This book is for Bill Mann, as a token of my gratitude for his many years of patient and almost uncomplaining help and encouragement. Acknowledgements and Notes. I acknowledge very gratefully the guidance received from Lyle Kenyon Engel in the writing of this book, as well as the help and cooperation of the staff at Book Creations Incorporated of Canaan, New York, Marla Ray Engel, Philip Rich, Glenn Novak, Carol Cratch, Mary Ann McNally, Jean Sapansky, Pamela Lapis, and last but by no means least, George Engel. All have given me encouragement and a warm friendship that has made my work as an author so much happier and less lonely than it was before I teamed up with BCI. I should also like to put on record my appreciation of the help given me by my British publisher, Aidan Ellis of Aidan Ellis Publishing Limited, in publicising the Australian series in the United Kingdom, and my appreciation of the help always so patiently given in the domestic sphere by my spouse and Ada Broadley. My thanks also to the editorial and sales staff of Doubleday Proprietary, Australia, and the many relatives and friends in Sydney who have made me so welcome on my recent visit to the land down under, where I lived so happily for 8 years. The main books consulted were supplied by E.G. Glover of Sutton in Ashfield, Nottinghamshire, England, and Conrad Bailey of Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. These included The Australian Encyclopedia, Angus and Robertson, 1927, The Convict Ships, Charles Bateson, Brown, Son and Ferguson, 1959, History of Tasmania, J. West, Dowling, 1852, Description of the Colony of New South Wales, W. C. Wentworth, Whittaker, 1819, The MacArthurs of Camden, S. M. Onslow, reprinted by Rigby, 1973, 1914 edition, Australian Explorers Kathleen Fitzpatrick, Oxford University Press, 1958. History of Australia, Marjorie Barnard, Angus and Robertson, 1962. Copy kindly supplied by Bay Books. Australian Historical Monographs. Various titles, edited by George McCannis, Ford, Sydney, 1956. Port Arthur, M. Weidenhofer, Oxford University Press, 1981. National Portraits, Vance Palmer, Melbourne University Press, 1940. In Step with Sturt, Swan and Carnegie, National Library of Australia, 1979. For the Term of His Natural Life, Marcus Clarke, Lloyd O'Neill, reprinted 1970. The Beginning, Appleyard and Manford, University of Western Australia Press, 1979. Other books were kindly lent by Ian Cottam, and research in Sydney was undertaken by Vera Koenigsvorter, my other invaluable Sydney researcher, May Scullion, having sadly died last year. This book, like the others in the series, is written as a novel, with fictional characters superimposed on the narrative. Their adventures and misadventures are based on fact, and at times may seem to the reader more credible than those of the real-life characters with whom their stories are interwoven. Nevertheless, I have not embroidered or exaggerated the actions of any of them, save where it was expedient to dramatise these a little in order to avoid writing dull history. Chapter 1. "They are here, Papa," Emily Willoughby announced nervously. "Robert and James, they await your pleasure." Rear Admiral Sir Francis Willoughby looked up from the book he was reading to eye his daughter with stern disapproval. "Have I not bidden you to knock before you enter my study?" he demanded with asperity. In awe of him, as she always was, and fearing his temper, Emily apologised. It was of no use, she knew, to tell him that she had knocked. He would not admit that it was his increasing deafness that had prevented him from hearing her. His disapproval, she also knew, was of her brother's, not herself, and although she could only guess at the reason for it,